This is Kennedy Launch Control. Swing arm is now moving back from the spacecraft on command right at the 53-minute mark. It'll be moved some 6 feet away from the spacecraft and remain in that standby condition for contingency purposes through the remainder of the countdown until at 5 minutes it is fully retracted. The astronauts, of course, were alerted that this event would occur because they do feel a slight jolt as the swing arm and the white room attached to its tip is pulled away. The astronauts can still continuing their final checks aboard the spacecraft, and the crew here in firing room one at the Launch Control Center here at Complex 39 still monitoring the status of the propellants on board the vehicle. We loaded more than 750,000 gallons of liquid oxygen, liquid hydrogen aboard the Saturn V this morning from the time the countdown picked up late last evening. A power transfer test, one of our key tests over the last hour or so in the countdown, has been successfully accomplished here in the firing room. We have switched from external power to the internal batteries on board the three stages and instrument unit of the Saturn V to assure that they are operating properly. To conserve those batteries on board, we've now returned to external power. We will finally switch internal with the rocket at the 52nd mark in the count. The countdown has been going very well. In fact, we're about 10 minutes ahead on events both concerned with the spacecraft and the launch vehicle. We're now 51 minutes, 25 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.